I am the world's greatest thinker. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am the world's greatest thinker. To say something like that lacks all the humility that we're thought to be raised with. And we think, my goodness sakes, what a way to talk. What a way to act about ourselves and life. To say, I am the world's greatest thinker. Well, really, are there any great thoughts in this universe that are foreign to me? Are there any great thoughts in this universe that are available to me to be thought? Are there any great thoughts that are not available to me to be thought? I can think every great thought that ever could be thought. And I do. I think these thoughts. I don't sometimes write them down or speak them or share them, but I think them. And I do think them. And I don't think of them as great and noble and grand and illuminating thoughts. I just think of them as thoughts. Now, I think of the stars, the sun, the moon. I think of the weather. I think of people. I think of relationships. I think of animal husbandry. I think of all sorts of possibilities of thinking. And I think of these things, and I think of them with the same brilliance, with the same magic, with the same inspiration that any of the world's greatest thinkers ever thought about. And I am the world's greatest thinker because I think these thoughts. Okay. Now, what's so great about that? What's so great about being the world's greatest thinker if I am thinking thoughts that everybody else is thinking? Well, utilization is the thing that makes the big difference. If I am a poet and I write beautiful poetry and I delight in my poetry and I just thrill in my poetry and I feel so good and so comfortable in the nowness of my poetry, then I am a good poet. If I write poetry and I don't respect it, but I go by the book for writing it, and I know the iambic pentameter and all of the other aspects of poetry, and I live writing poetry according to the book, then I will be a technological theologian, a technological poet, a technological person of vision. I will be technological. I will, like being a piano player who plays by the mechanics of the piano itself, and there's no feeling in there, there's no imagination in there, there's no inspiration in there in a person who plays just like a mechanical object. A little child can chomp his fingers down on the keys and go clop, 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 and come up with some interesting music. But a composer and a musician and a pianist with great charm and great imagination, they play. They play so that they titillate your soul, so they turn your heart on, so they make you come alive. There's a great deal of difference between thinking and thinking. If I am a thinker who thinks fun, joyous, magical, imaginative thoughts, I'm doing quite a job of thinking, and I'm really the world's greatest thinker. But when I think thoughts that say, can't be done, this is a big problem, or there's no benefit for doing any of these things, when I start thinking thoughts like that, I am turning off all of the inspiration that I have within me. I'm turning off all of the magic that is within me that says that I am the world's greatest thinker. Now, what defines the world's greatest thinker? What defines the world's greatest thinker is a being who thinks that everything is fun and joyful and magical and mystical, and everything is just exciting, exciting, exciting. Because if it's not exciting, there's nobody else who's going to get excited about it. And the world's greatest thinkers are those who can engender excitement into every person who hears what he has to say. He tells his story. He tells his story of the Big Bang, and everybody jumps up and says, yes, 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 yes. Woo, hey, that's the answer. Now, another day comes along. Another world's greatest thinker comes along, and he comes up with another concept of how things started, how the world began, how the Big Bang took place or how it didn't take place, how things were thoughts and brought forth into being. And as this person, as this world's greatest thinker, comes up with these thoughts, not that he can verify them, not that he can prove them in any way, not that he can make you recognize what he's saying, but he believes it. And he believes it, and he doesn't believe it in contrast to others. It's just that's his belief. He believes that that is the story. And because he believes that is the story, that is a story that he tells. That is a story that he reveals to all in his world. And he is the world's greatest thinker because he is thinking these thoughts so significantly, so powerfully, without any doubt in his thinking, and everyone listens to it and says, must be something to that. He has such a conviction. He has such a belief. There must be something to that. And truly, there is something to that. It doesn't matter who thinks the thoughts first or what the thoughts are. I'm the world's greatest thinker. I am thinking my thoughts now. And I am thinking my thoughts in this instant. And I am thinking my thoughts about this subject. This subject may have been thought about many times before. And this subject may have been thought about many nows before. But the now that I am thinking it right now is the only time for me. And the only exciting moment for me. And I live in that exciting moment, in the exciting time, in the exciting beingness right now. And it is wonderful. It is beautiful. It is fantastic. It is fabulous. It is glorious. It is who I am. And is this who you are? Is this the greatness that you are, the magic that you are? I believe it is. I believe it's the magic that we all are. I am the world's greatest thinker because I think thoughts and I let my mind soar into the magic, into the essence of all that is. And as I do that, I'm excited. I'm having fun. I'm being myself. I'm letting go of that inner genius within me and letting it shine out in me, whoever I am, whatever I am. Today I think my thoughts. I let go of the magic that's within me, and all the world listens and says, interesting, interesting, or not interesting, or reasonable, or not reasonable, or whatever they want to think. And as they do that, they do not in one whit encourage me or discourage me. I am the world's greatest thinker, and I think my thought, and I think my thought not regardless of anybody else, but regarding of what I am thinking in me alone. And because that is the foundation of my thinking, I am the world's greatest thinker. Because that is the foundation of who I am the allness. I am the isness. I am the funness of all in the world. I am the world's greatest thinker. And that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference at all. I am the world's greatest thinker now. And you are too. enter into that awareness that you're the world's greatest thinker today, and think thoughts that no one has ever thought before. And you are thinking them in the wonder, the magic, the goodness of who you are right now. Have a wonderful day, and know, world's greatest thinker, that there's two of us now. I love you.